Hello, hello, my beautiful people, my beautiful followers. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Holy Raw Nutrition podcast. This is officially podcast number 11, and today we're going to do a little storytelling, which I think is super awesome and fun, especially about my new cat, Zion, who is a registered British short hair. Super cute, super wonderful, and I'm excited to tell you his story. But first, we got some really exciting announcements. So, first off, I just want to make a special shout out to Shelley Hall from Raw Pet Food Ontario. And I'm just really excited because she's situated out of London, Ontario, and I'm super excited because her and I have officially collaborated. And she's been doing raw feeding for many, many years and has had her business, and she actually delivers all over the GTA area and surrounding area, as well as London, Oakville, Burlington, Hamilton, Cambridge, Woodstock, and Kitchener, Ontario, where she formulates raw pet food that is very much like our very own here. Chunkier grind, you know, clean ingredients. There's her and I have a very similar belief system as to how we should feed and care for our pets. So the way that we're collaborating is that I'm actually going to be offering consults for her clients and formulating custom meal plans and supplement plans using her food for the people in that surrounding area. And so that's super exciting because I think that there's such an importance in having a like-minded community and a trusted community of people that are in alignment with you. And so she reached out to me and I'm like super excited to be working with her and her clients. So that is a fun announcement. And another one too is that we are expanding the products that are on our website, which is so much fun. So you'll be able to see the Adored Beast products on there, Four Leaf Rover, the allergy test, the biofeedback test by Glacier Peaks Holistic, which is non-invasive test for 300 food and environmental triggers. And also the CBD is up on the website now, which is so exciting. And make sure to sign up for our newsletter because we have some really exciting news coming out, and this is a newsletter you will not want to miss, especially if you like saving money. I like saving money. So make sure to go on our website at holyrawnutrition.com and sign up for being part of the newsletters. And yeah, also I wanted to feature one of our supplements that has been selling like crazy, so I feel like it needs to be mentioned. But our ashwagandha is our Holy Raw Nutrition supplement, one of them. And this one has been put together for pets with anxiety. So this really helps promote calm mood in our dogs and in our cats who exhibit symptoms of anxiety. It's a really amazing adaptogen, and it helps also by lowering blood pressure. So it helps control cortisol levels and supporting brain function. And also it offers kidney support in cats. So I thought that was super interesting when I first learned about it a couple of years ago. Actually, it's really funny. The way that I discovered ashwagandha is I had a friend of mine who adopted a German Shepherd mix, and this was several years ago, and she said, is there, because I was starting to like, you know, get into herbs and stuff for pets, and she says, Isabel, there's got to be something out there that's for anxiety to help calm my dog down. I'm just thinking, and I'm just laughing, I'm like, there's no herbs for that. You just need to, you know, stimulate your dog and you know, exercise your dog. And she did, but German Shepherds, I've grown up with them my whole life, and they need more, right? Like they love to work, they love to please you, but they have a busy brain. So I just thought it was that, but sure enough, I go through my herbal book and I find out about ashwagandha, and I started taking it for myself because with this fast-paced life of mine, between being a mom and having horses and, you know, running a business, everything, I needed something, and I've been using ashwagandha for like 2 years now, and it's been a complete game changer in my life, and it's so fun to see how well it's worked for dogs and cats out of my practice. So that's one I want to feature. And also, it's got antibacterial and antifungal properties, and it's a source of antioxidants, which is really great for getting rid of free radicals out of the system that is not meant to be there. So that is on the website, and you can use promo code HOLYRAW15 to get 15% off, $20 flat rate shipping across Canada, and free shipping for orders $100 or more. So there you go. Those are the announcements and features for today. And now we're going to hop on the story of Zion. So Zion, like I said, is my new British short hair. And we have a lot of clients that, you know, are getting puppies or older senior dogs or cats, and there's some stress that is involved with that. So I'm going to tell you my story in hopes that it can help support your pet when you get a new puppy, kitten, or adult dog or cat into your home. So the way I found Zion is I have a British short hair female, and my plan is to breed her. She's second generation raw fed, and she's very extremely healthy, non-vaccinated. She's been immunized through homeopathic noses, which we'll talk about in the next episode. So she's going to be a totally naturally reared. It takes 5 generations of raw fed animals to reestablish healthy generations. And even then it can take longer. Just some fellow naturopaths that are breeders who are at 5th generation think that it might take a little longer, but notice and of difference at that 5th generation is there. And I was in connection with quite a few breeders, and none of them resonated with me because they all feed kibble, and I'm really looking for a raw fed cat that's limited in vaccines, because I want to bring back healthier generations. That's my goal. And I'm a little bit unsure. So I had this one male presented to me in British Columbia, and personally, it was just, I was going to go for it, but then my gut was like, nope. And I looked at Lila and I was like, you're going to have to show me who you want as your breeder boy. And she told me that she wanted another blue. And I personally love the blue, so I was fine with that. And she was hanging out, perched on my lamp, beside my lamp, not my lamp. That's so funny. She's always sleeps actually right beside my bed. And I'm like sitting on my bed, and I've just talked to like 8 different breeders in the last month, and none of them seem to resonate with me. And I said, Lila, you're going to have to show me who you want to have as your breeder boy, as your boyfriend. And she was like in ongoing heat. So 1 to 2 weeks on, 1 week off, 1 to 2 weeks on, 1 week off. And I was like, I want to find you a boy that's like at your age so that you can, or 2 years minimum so that you can have your kids. Anyways, so she told me, go look on Facebook. And I did, and sure enough, in my newsfeed, I had just been accepted onto a British Short Hair Canada group, which was super cool. And there was Zion, a beautiful video of this big, round-faced British Short Hair. And I was so excited, and I contacted the breeder, and she got back to me 2 days later, saying that he was available. And I told her about myself and what it was I was looking to do. I wasn't hiding anything. You know, I am planning on breeding and yada yada yada. And I told her about, you know, my job as a naturopath and nutritionist, and that I was really looking for a cat for my cat. And so she started talking, and I said, you know, some of my questions were, how do you feel about the inoculations? You know, she says, well, we actually do very limited vaccines, you know, because they're indoor cats anyways, and they don't need all the stuff that is recommended. And I super aligned with that. And she said, we did his initial shots, and that's pretty much it. And I was like, oh, that's great. And then I said, well, what do you do for nutrition? She says, well, we do half kibble and we do half raw. And I was so excited because at least doing half raw is better than nothing. Every other breeder I've talked to, they're all gung-ho on kibble and that's all they get. And that's not where I'm at. So to find a breeder that even does raw is really hard in cats, I notice. Dogs is a lot easier. And I just had every ounce of me just knew that this was my boy. So I was super excited, and literally within 3 days, Zion is on his way to me. And so that was super exciting. And I picked him up at the cargo, and he was very, very scared and very stressed out. So I brought him home and I talked to him, but he didn't want to come out of the crate. And by that night, I was suggested to take him out of the crate so he can explore a little bit. And it was pretty stressful for him, but not an ounce of a mean bone in him. Super sweet cat. And so I was wanting to make him more comfortable. So I put catnip everywhere just so that it could help boost his mood and help alleviate stress. And I also used the homeopathic remedy aconite. So aconite is for emotional shock and trauma, which you're going to get that if you're flying for the first time for an animal in this instance and an entirely new environment. So he drank a whole bowl of that within 2 days. So I could tell that he was really wanting this remedy. So he got that remedy for a good solid week to help address that. And he actually didn't eat for 4 days. So dogs not eating for 4 days is not dangerous other than losing weight, whereas cats is actually can become very dangerous after the third day where they can get liver issues. He did seem fine, and he actually let me pet him after the fourth day. He let me pet him the first day he was there, but the fourth day he was actually willingly coming up to me. So he ended up eating that night, and I was so excited because I was worried I'd have to take him to the vet the next day, even though his vitals and everything looked good and he was still drinking water. I was just concerned, but I was very excited that he did eat. I was giving him raw, he wouldn't eat it, and so I did give him kibble and he ate that. So I was just happy that he ate. That's all that mattered at the time. And a week later, now he's getting familiar with the place and feeling good. I had stopped giving him aconite. I was still doing catnip because he really, really liked it. And we started playing and getting familiarized with each other. And it took a good, like, week for him to, like, really just willingly come out without me having to go up to him and make him smell me. It took a week and a half before he would just, like, hear my voice and come and see me right away. But he's so lovely. Honestly, like, such an amazing cat. And by the 2 week mark, he actually started developing a hot spot, and I wasn't actually surprised because he dealt with a tremendous amount of stress. And it started off as a spot in the inside of his right arm, about 2 inches above from his armpit, and it was obviously very irritated because you could tell he had licked there a lot, to the point where he licked all his fur off and it was a bald spot and it was kind of like yellowish ooze a little bit. I was like, oh my gosh, here we go. I never dealt with a hot spot on one of my own animals, only that of clients. So I was looking at the different I thought colloidal silver right away, but EarthMD has this amazing product that is actually colloidal silver copper zinc, and that one is for wound healing. So literally applied that, guys, within 2-3 days it had dried up, and now the hair is already starting to grow back. So I've been applying it 1 day a week. Well, it was 2 days, 2 times a day for 3 days, and it dried up. And then I've been applying it 1 day for 1 times a day for a week, and now the hair is starting to grow back. So just thought I'd throw that out there because this copper zinc by EarthMD is absolutely fantastic for wound healing and hot spots and all that. And I even put it in his drinking water. And in addition to that, for the hot spot, sulfur homeopathic remedy is a good one for hot spots, and so is calendula. So I actually use the And arnica can be good too. So I actually use the Jump for Joints by Adored Bees because that's easy to put into his water. So I offer two different bowls, one with sulfur and one with the Jump for Joints that has calendula and arnica, which I thought would be good. And he drank sulfur the first day, and then I brought back sulfur, and he actually was more into the arnica and calendula for the week following that. So it's really cool when you let them choose their remedies, how they actually will, you're giving them the tools to self-treat, which is very cool. And in another water, I was giving him the copper zinc, and he was drinking that as well. So super interesting. Zinc is crucial for optimizing the immune system. And what's great about zinc is it actually helps the body absorb B vitamins, which is essential for helping with anxiety and overall immune support. So that's my story with Zion. I hope this helps. The key thing when you're getting a new pet, oh yeah, and I've been giving him CBD oil every single day for the last 2 weeks, and he loves it. Like, he doesn't take off from me. When he sees that I have the CBD, he's ready for me to give it to him, and he really enjoys it. So this helps a lot with anxiety. He really came out of his shell using that. So for cats, new kitties coming home, catnip, CBD, and aconite homeopathic remedies. These three are very, very good. And I just shared some knowledge on the copper zinc for the hotspot that manifested for him. And I knew it wasn't allergies or anything like that. It was really from the stress response for his body. So yeah, quick podcast on that. I hope you enjoyed it. And I can't wait to share some more stories. The next episode is going to be on yeast, which I'm super excited to share with you guys. And yeah, I just want to say thank you guys so much for tuning into the podcast and supporting the podcast. And I've noticed so many people sharing the podcast with their friends and family because they're finding value in it. I love that. I'm so grateful for each and one of you. We love you. This is really meant to be a community so that we can learn and deep dive together and connect. And my goal is just to empower you so that you have the necessary tools to make the right health choices for your pets. And I love all the feedback we've been getting lately. Wow, I'm honestly just so grateful for you, and I appreciate you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for supporting this awesome community that we're creating here. And if you want to find out all these awesome upcoming events or things that are changing on the website or upcoming services that we're going to have or learning more about what we offer, make sure to follow us on Instagram or Facebook at Holy Raw Nutrition. And if you have any questions or inquiries or, you know, want to join me on the podcast, like, come join me, you know, I want to start creating this. I am manifesting this into my reality. I want people to come and hang out and let's record some stuff. Like, let's share some stories. Yeah, so, you know, if you want to know anything, just send us an email at holyrawnutrition@gmail.com. Super excited to be sharing with y'all, and we'll talk to you real soon. So have a fantastic weekend, and see you next time.